Blackstone Audio presents Josephus Daniels, His Life and Times by Lee A. Craig. This book is read by Johnny Heller. Preface. For nearly 35 years, from the election campaign of 1898 until he became U.S. Ambassador to Mexico in 1933, Josephus Daniels was the most powerful man in North Carolina. Governors came and went, but Daniels and his flagship newspaper, the Raleigh News and Observer, NNO, stayed. During President Woodrow Wilson's two terms in office, 1913-21, Daniels served as Secretary of the Navy. No one ever held the position longer than he did. In that capacity, and as one of Wilson's closest confidants, Daniels was one of the most powerful men in the country. Once the United States entered World War I in 1917, Daniels became one of the most important men in the world. Daniels earned his initial fame and made a fortune in the newspaper business. A self-made man, he owned his first newspaper at age 18. Before his 21st birthday, he owned three. Daniels revolutionized the newspaper business and, with other newspapermen of his generation, changed the relationship between politics and the news media. Before Daniels entered the business, except for the owners of the big city papers, newspapermen could not survive financially on subscriptions and advertising alone. At the time, governments did not generally maintain their own printing shops. Thus, political patronage in the form of government printing contracts provided local newspapers with the margin between profit and loss. The price of that profit was effective control of the newspaper's content. The holder of the government contracts became a wholly owned subsidiary of the majority wing of the majority party granting the contracts. Daniels recognized that in expansion of subscriptions...